Jessica, thanks for joining us on Alamogordo Now. You've got an update for us on U.S. Border Patrol checkpoints in the El Paso sector that closed in late March, correct?
Correct. So we've just learned that those checkpoints have reopened. So they are currently staffed and active. Now, we've checked in with some of our local leaders who have been advocating for a reopening of those checkpoints since they were closed in March. Alamogordo Police Chief Brian Pete says it's a really good thing. It shows mutual cooperation. Senator Ron Griggs, who represents Alamogordo in District 34, said that they are trying to do their best to understand if this is going to be a long-term thing or if it's going to be another start and stop. So it's on the minds of our county leaders and city leaders, and it seems that for the moment that those checkpoints, there's six of them, I believe, in the El Paso sector, and they're part of the Border Patrol's Immigration and Smuggling Enforcement System, are reopened.
Jessica, thank you for that update. Now, moving on to other news, a Lincoln County man has been arrested for having possible explosives in his vehicle. Can you tell us about the circumstances of his arrest and what sort of charges he's facing?
Right. So Zachary Black, he's 26 of Rio Doso Downs, has been arrested. Now, this whole scenario began when his girlfriend called police to report that she believed he had explosive devices and weapons in his possession. Now, they did find an explosive device at his girlfriend's home in Carrizozo, which led them to try to locate the vehicle he was traveling in, and he happened to be in Alamogordo at the time that they located him. They managed to get him to stop, and it took them a while to bring down the explosive ordnance team from New Mexico State Police's department into Alamogordo to check that vehicle. Now, there were no explosive devices or weapons found in the car, but there were other weapons found in his home in Rio Doso Downs. So he has been arrested.
And so what is he being charged with?
So Mr. Black is actually wanted in connection with four pending felony charges of aggravated stalking, domestic abuse, and burglary against this ex-girlfriend. Now he's also being charged with possession of weapons as a felon.
Okay, thank you for that, Jessica. Moving on, there is a drug treatment clinic in Alamogordo that's set to close. Can you tell us about the kinds of services that this center provides and the reason why it's shutting down?
So White Sands Family Practice Clinic is expected to close its doors after 21 years. The attending physician there, Gilberto Hereda, said that he will be moving to Albuquerque where he will relocate his practice. Now, that particular clinic has serviced a large portion of our area, but with very basic medical care, but they also are one of the only treatment centers in the area for opioid and drug abuse and addiction. So it's a big loss for our community now. We understand that the next nearest treatment center for this type of addiction is in Las Cruces, which brings us to the question of what are we going to do as a community to help those who are being treated at this particular facility? The law enforcement in the area and counselors are talking about this as a big loss for our community, and they're working to find solutions for those who are already undergoing treatment there.
It sounds like it's certainly a big loss for the community in Alamogordo. Jessica Ansures is the news director of the Alamogordo Daily News. We'll talk to you next week, Jessica. Thank you.
Look forward to it.